job on defense, and you know, they're helping on offense.
It's moving.
Tell us what you saw at the interception. What was going through your mind when you saw it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just saw Mike Brown being held, and you know, we'll see it on tape, and you know, if it's difference, and you know, they didn't see it, or you know, if it's just not PI, then we'll just watch it on tape and see where it goes. But we'll turn it in, and you know, see what they say.
Oh, and the last play, you mean, you thought that was
in the end zone?
In the end zone, you thought they were holding Mike Brown.
Yeah.
But he was the receiver.
Yeah.
Because it looked like Todd was there too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chad, with the success on the goal line that you've had throwing the ball to Mercedes at 6'6", is he part of the decision-making process when you get down there to second down at 4?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we had some plays for him, but, you know, we just didn't get to some of those plays. You know, whether it be we were trying to get our wideouts, we had good matchups outside, and, you know, we had a couple drops down there, and, you know, we were scoring. I mean, we scored from outside the red zone, you know, some of them 25 and, you know, a little outside of that. But we just got to convert down there. You know, whether we need to run the ball or throw it, we just got to punch it in for 7.
So on that play, you put the ball where you wanted to, and if Mike had not been held,
would yeah, I mean, it's you got to throw it or, you know, they're not going to see who the receiver is. And, you know, if you don't throw it, they don't call it. So my job is to throw where he's supposed to be, and you know, obviously I didn't see it.
Did Jordan's play surprise you at all? Think that he had a 100-yard game.
Yeah, I mean he's done a great job I think all year. I mean you know, coming in for Mojo, giving him a break a couple times. He runs hard. He has that burst, extra speed outside, and definitely doesn't surprise me. Does a really good job, hits the hole, and you know, protected the ball. Yep, absolutely. And, you know, 4 turnovers, we're not going to win any games. You lose a turnover battle, your chances of winning are very slim. So our job is to protect the ball and score the points when we're down there and keep it in our favorable of the field.
Do you see anything
the officials say, Mike? Yeah, I mean, Mike and I are sitting there, and then Gus went after him. But, you know, can't do anything about it. We just... you know, doesn't come down to that play if we score with Denard or, you know, other plays previously. So, you know, that's just one play out there.
You a little sore than usual. You took some pretty big hits today.
Yeah, I'm good. You know, I thought the offensive line, for the most part, you know, held up, and especially in the second half. I thought, you know, they protected well, and, you know, we got the ball out, you know, on time. You're going to take some hits, and you just got to pop back up and keep playing.
I was talking about your fearless running to the ball, not attacking.
Yeah. I mean, especially that 3rd down. You know, it was a screen to both sides. They covered it and did a good job. And you know, I thought about throwing, but I mean, you have offensive line downfield, so the only way you can go is you know, take off and run. And you know, in that situation, there's no time to slide. It's a must-need 3rd down, and you know, you just got to take it.
Chad, did you think that? And I apologize if you've been asked. Did you think that Mike was going to get through that clutter at the back of the end zone? Is that why you threw it to that particular
spot?
Yeah,
and I, you know, I said previously that you know you got to throw it or it's not going to get called. If you hold it and you know, don't even throw it to his side, they don't even you know take eyes on Mike Brown and see it. So, like I said, we'll see it on tape, and you know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and it's just a poor decision. But you know, we'll see what happens.
How much are you going to see someone?
Yeah, I mean, of course you miss, you know, your number one receiver and miss your back, but, you know, guys stepped up. Jordan Thomas, great example. I thought Kerry Taylor, you know, comes with a drop on, you know, key 3rd down in the red zone and comes back with some big plays for us down the stretch. So, you know, it's the next guy up, and, you know, I thought they all performed well, and we're prepared for this game.
Get a 1st down on 1 yard line.
Yeah, I mean that's just what we called, and you know we got to make it work. Whether you know instead of stretching, we got to hit the hole. You know, just get you know not a negative play and create just you know 2nd and 10 or 2nd and goal, and you know we'll deal with it and we'll evaluate what we called and how we ran it, and you know it all comes down to us as players out there making the best decision with the play.
you have the freedom to check down in that situation if you see something?
Well, the thing about it, I mean, they were, the defense wasn't even lined up. And, you know, they were all running to the, they started off on the left side and running to the right. So we figured, you know, we'd get it snapped and try to punch it in. But, you know, they made a good play on that play.
I guess. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.